Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Now Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is June 18, Thursday, 2020, day 170. Today's topic, the best way to get rid of depression. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and his people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 135, verses 8 to 14, 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 1 to 21, Acts chapter 12, verse 1 to 23, Proverbs 17, verses 14 to 15. Today's main passage, 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 1 to 8. Now Ahab told Jezebel everything Elijah had done and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. So Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah to say, "May the gods deal with me, be it ever so severely, if by this time tomorrow I do not make your life like that of one of them." Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. When he came to Beersheba, Judah, he left his servant there, while he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness. He came to a broom bush, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. "I have had enough, Lord," he said. "Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors." Then he lay down under the bush and fell asleep. All at once, an angel touched him and said, "Get up and eat." He looked around, and there by his head was some bread baked over hot coals and a jar of water. He ate and drank and then lay down again. The angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him and said, "Get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you." So he got up and ate and drank. Strengthened by that food, he traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God. There he went into a cave and spent the night. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening, the topic I received today is the best way to get rid of depression. The anointed and powerful Elijah the prophet was in deep depression after his great victory to kill 800 wicked Baal and Asherah prophets. How can that be? What I think is that if even Elijah could be in deep depression and want to kill himself, we all could have the possibility to fall into that darkness. The most important point is that how could Elijah get rid of his depression and later become the prophet to represent all prophets? Do you remember in Jesus' transfiguration, Moses and Elijah appeared to chat with Jesus? Wow, Moses represents the law and Elijah represents the prophets of the Old Testament. If you read today's passage closely and carefully, you can find out the big shift of Elijah was when he cried out to God and poured his heart to him. Wow, then after that, everything was God's own work. God sent an angel to feed him with hot baked bread. Yummy. You know, the sign of people in depression is not able to sleep and eat. And God sent an angel to help him to drink, eat, and sleep. Another sign of depression, especially for Christians, is that they do not want to have time with the Lord. No daily devotion, no church, no God for a long time. Then the angel encouraged Elijah to walk for 40 days and nights to meet God and prepared him to listen and obey to God again. It is just like the Lord used me to invite two leaders some time ago who were in depression to come to our 6 a.m. time with Abba and 7 a.m. praise and prayer for 40 days. Yeah, non-stop, 40 days. They did, and their depression was gone. Wow. And Elijah's 40 days. After Elijah's 40 days, God spoke to him, inspired him of his self-centeredness. Not inspire, actually, it's warned. Warned him of his self-centeredness, causing all that. Anointed him, prophesied to him, and gave him a helper, his successor, Elisha. Wow. So the best way to get rid of depression is to get close to God. Received? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to understand that the best way to get rid of depression is to get close to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, do you believe to get rid of depression is to get close to God? How can you be willing to allow God to use you as an angel to help those God prepared to get close to God so that they can get rid of their depression? Number two, what is your next step to make this happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family. Wow, the importance of today's message, really important. May the Lord bless you.